When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast, episode 257. DJ Caution, I serve as your humble and oh so gracious host, Bryce Isaiah, and I thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you could be so kind to ensure that you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast, we are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find podcasts. The Purple Pants Podcast awaits for you to subscribe, write a review, and give your baby boy some 5 stars. How has everyone been doing? I hope that this podcast finds you in the best of moods. And if it doesn't, I can assure you that after you listen to this podcast, your mood will be lifted. Your baby boy is out here in Chi-Town, Chicago. And I am here with my sister, Jatia, help supporting her in her battle of breast cancer. And so I'm just out here supporting, you know, cleaning, cooking, doing what I could do to help my good friend Jatia, and also out sightseeing, visiting some friends. Now, I will say this, right? I don't know if I'm going to live in Philadelphia for the rest of my life. However, I always feel like I don't really want to move to LA. I feel like that's like, New York doesn't burn my fancy like that. I don't really want to go to Atlanta. I feel like that's the typical thing that people do from Philly. So it's like, when I think of different places that I would live and spending this week in Chicago, I could see myself in Chicago. Now, mind you, I've been here during the winter. Yes, I know it's the windy city. But I really do love Chicago. I think it's a beautiful city. It's just a lot to do. And, you know, it's not Philly. So I'm out here, you know, supporting my sister and having a good time. But I mean, I might have to add Chicago to my short list of cities that if I were to relocate could be at, you know, my top five. I know definitely Houston is on that list. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe I might have to do a podcast about where I would live. I mean, I love LA. Don't get me wrong. I love California, but I just don't know if that's where my spirit is. I would love to visit. I mean, clearly I visit all the time. New York. I've been going to New York since I've been 10. The pace is just too fast for me. Okay. I be walking down the street. I be getting trampled. Y'all New Yorkers, y'all be on a mission. But yeah, so I'm just out here in Chicago and I'm excited for this week's episode. Of course, so let me give you the rundown. We have the church announcements, and on our menu this week, I have the opportunity to interview DJ Caution. He is one of the hottest DJs in the, I shouldn't say one of, he is the hottest DJ in the tri-state area. He happened to be our official DJ for the Bryson Wynn Tour 44. So I just figured, you know what, let me introduce him formally to the posse. So we talk about how he got his start in music, what his plans are, how he felt about working with Wynn Deasy. And I, of course, you know, he loved working with me. I don't, you know, child, you know, Wynn Deasy. It's like, but we just have a really great conversation. And you can also watch this interview. You can head over to Bryce Isaiah on YouTube, subscribe, give that video a thumbs up, and let us know in the comments what you think. And of course, we got the freak of the week. So listen, let's keep this podcast rolling and let's get into this week's church announcements. And for this week's church announcements, it's been on my spirit to just share with the posse, my listeners, health is wealth, right? And so it is important for us to nurture our mind, body, and soul. And a part of nurturing our body is listening to our body. I feel like our body tells us a lot of different things, but at times we ignore it. Like, oh, this pain in my back. Oh, my foot. We just kind of take a Tylenol and keep it moving. But I just am here to encourage anyone that is listening, let's get our annual physicals, okay? Let's ensure that we are going to get our annual mammograms. Let's make sure that we are getting our prostate checked. Let's ensure that we are getting our colonoscopy. Let's ensure that we are listening to our body, because there are a lot of things that go on with our body that can be prevented, or if caught early enough, can be treated. So I'm just out here encouraging somebody today, you know, feel your breasts, you know, make sure you know what your body feels like. Men, feel your balls. Listen, okay? We need to feel our bodies. We need to make sure that we are doing our part to ensure that we are here for a long time. Scheduling that dentist appointment, okay? If you like me, child, I'm about 4 months overdue for this cleaning that I've been continuing to put off. Like, I'm making my appointment today. Let's just ensure that we are keeping our bodies, our temples at the forefront of our mind. Yes, you know, we want to look cute. We want to do our fashion. We want to go to these concerts. We want to take trips. We want to, like, yeah, but also let's ensure that we are doing our part to ensuring that we are here for a long time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
It's a man who, it's a man you. Me and potatoes like we cooking up a great stew. It's a man who, it's a man you. Me and potatoes like we cooking up a great stew.
And keeping the menu rolling, I'm excited for this edition. You know, I've been talking about expanding my interviews, and I thought, what better person to have on the Purple Pants podcast than our official DJ of the Bryson Wynn Tour 44, the hottest DJ in the tri-state area, okay? Not just Philly, not just New Jersey, not just Delaware, the whole tri-state area. I'd like to formally welcome to the podcast DJ Caution. What's going on?
What's up, my brother? How you doing?
I'm blessed by the best. How about you? How has your summer been going?
It's crazy. Just got kicked up another 3-4 levels. Got some crazy news about like 10 days ago. So it's a lot going on. Yeah. Okay. I'm excited to talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I figure, you know, we have immersed you into our Bryson Wynn present audience. And I feel like, you know, we tested you out season 43. And, you know, season 43. And season 44 came around and you was like, I'm at every date that y'all got. And I just, you know, figured a big part of Bryson Wynn Present is the Purple Pants Posse from my podcast. And so I was like, let's do a little, you know, schmedium dive with DJ Caution. Because I feel like our listeners and our supporters really respect and appreciate the value that you bring to us and the vibes that you curate at our events. So I feel like let's get some tea with DJ Caution.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
So how did you get your start in becoming a DJ?
I really didn't have a choice. My dad was a DJ for as long as I can remember. I just grew up on it. So like, it just was like second nature.
Really? What was your dad's DJ name?
DJ Crown.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, I grew up on knowing all the old school music. So like, it's kind of like beat into my head. So like, there's so many songs where like, you can sing it to me and I'll know exactly what it is. But if you'd be like, oh, yeah, put on that. I'd be like, what you talking about? If you sing and dance it to me, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, because it's just beat. It's like, I'm like hardwired that way. It's crazy.
So do you feel like you hear music throughout your day, all day, every day in your mind, in your head? Do you feel like that is like the wavelength that is constantly going through your head?
It's so bad. I'll have a conversation with somebody and I'll hear them say something that's along the terms of some type of song. And I'll either sing a song back and he'd be like, what you just say? No. What I said was,
Yeah, that explains a lot. Okay.
I'm listening to what you were saying. I just got sidetracked. But yeah, it's just the music is constantly, it's just constantly going in my head constantly all day.
And so when did you decide to make it a profession? Like, was there a leap of faith that you decided to take where you're like, I'm not going to go become a plumber. I'm not going to go, you know, when did you decide that, like, you know what, I've got the talent and I want to take this professionally?
So I was real smart in high school and I was ready to do the whole college thing. Like I was real smart in high school. So I wanted to do the college thing. So I wanted to be a scientist like that. I was into like everything. Learn how everything is the way it is. But then DJing just was always there, obviously from my dad and then like doing like house parties and stuff. So I had got like, so everyone gets their first couple of jobs. I was like a lifeguard, Walmart.
You can swim? No, I'm dead.
I don't know if that was it.
Surprised
I can swim?
I'm conducting an interview. So, you know, you said that you used to be a lifeguard. I'm like, okay, so you can swim?
Yeah, I guess swim. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm out here saving lives.
So not doggy paddling. Go ahead.
I can swim though. But how I got fired from there was I was trying to talk to a girl while they threw the test dummy in the pool. So like, not only did they throw the test dummy in the pool, is they recorded it. So now I'm in the training video every year that they have training for new lifeguards that come to park. And it's, we're like, what 20 years in? Still the same video. Uh-huh.
So you knew that they were recording and you decided to talk to a girl. So you killed the test dummy.
Twice. Like you're supposed to get it within a certain amount. I killed it two times. Like it just was.
So you had no other choice. You know, lifeguarding career, it wasn't for me. Okay.
Nah. So I was like, you know what? Let me just get like a little corporate job or the Walmart job. Just work my way up the chain. I didn't know what I wanted to do. But in the back, I was doing all the DJ stuff, started making some money. It came like the one day it was either go to the club or work this shift. I told him I had to use the bathroom and I walked out. Ain't been back since.
Wow. And what was, can you remember like what was one of your first ever as a young bull? What was one of like your first ever DJing gigs? Like, you're from the tri-state area. So I would imagine that you are a lot older than me, but I would imagine, imagine that you probably, cause you know, I'm not sure other cities if y'all know, but back in the day, Philly, we used to have these things called dollar parties.
Crazy. So I want part of all that. So like my family, like split like all around tri-state. So I got some Delaware in me, some Jersey in me, and some Philly in me. So I didn't had all three parts of those in my life. So I kind of got some stories from all over the place, but definitely some dollar parties, them getting shut down and me losing all the money.
Oh wow.
Like it's been a struggle. It's been a struggle. Okay.
When did you feel like you got to the point in your career where you were like, I've made it?
I think two different ways. I'm doing like boutique weddings, not weddings. I'm doing boutique weddings right now, as in to the point where I'm only taking on clients if I feel like it.
Wow.
Or if I feel like they came off to me a certain way or they went through a family friend. Like I'm so behind on emails because it's bad because I'm offering something personable. But also what you're paying for. So that happened maybe like a couple years ago. When people were like just literally like sending 25 to 30 emails. I know you see my email. I need you to do my wedding. Don't play with me. Okay. I was like, all right, I might be on to something. But like I really realized it was just wasn't the music I was playing. It was kind of like my personality, but I'm bringing to events. Even just the smile, me coming dressed to impress, like it rubs off on people in good ways. Let's just say that.
I definitely agree. I feel like your energy, definitely your vibe, your, dare I say, quirky awkwardness that I feel like people don't really know. Because if somebody's in a club or an event and they just see you up there and you got your, you know, you're dripped out and you just, they're like, oh, look at the DJ. But when you really get to peel back a different layer of you, you get to see how quirky, how awkward. All you know is a two-step. Okay, for you to be a DJ and to have music always in your head, it seemed like your own rhythm is off.
I couldn't tell you. It happens to me literally every day. They assume I'm so like unapproachable. I'm like almost not awkward, but
I mean,
I just. You know what? But I don't take it as an insult.
It's not.
I love the term because I feel like I can relate to anyone. And I feel like me being awkward helps like someone that's super awkward gets a little bit more comfortable around me. And they'd be like, yo, why is this person talking to you? I don't know. I just made them comfortable enough to speak to me. And that's how it is. I got lifelong friends just because of me just being how I am. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
No, I definitely get it. And I think that people, that book you or people that work with you or people, just people in your life, I think that they understand that that's a very admirable quality. What are some of the things that you do? Like, what is your resume? Like, run your resume down to us, because I know that you're on a radio station, correct?
Yeah, I'm on 100.3 WRNB. That's an R&B station in Philadelphia. We're killing it right now. We just sold out the Met, Keisha Cole, Jeremiah, which I will get to. Bobby V, Juan Moore, that was huge. You saw the Met 3,000 people very calmly. So we get to talk heavy about that. So following that event, we did an after party with the station, and Jeremiah was hosting. I DJ that event. Keeping it short, I end up spinning his set live for the club.
Okay.
We end up exchanging numbers. Long story short, I'm his DJ now. Bahamas. I leave for Bahamas on Saturday.
Wow.
Performing on resort out there. So it's crazy. So,
Jeremiah, the R&B artist that we're talking about. Wow. That's a huge accomplishment.
Crazy. So yeah. It's kind of surreal, because like some, like in the DJ world, like getting with an artist is another notch on the belt. So that's certain respect you got to come to me. Okay. When you speak to me, speak to me a little differently. Okay.
All right. I am dead. No, but honestly, when you think about the rap game, I can remember, I believe like DJ Diamond Cuts, she was on a Nicki Minaj tour for a period of time. And sometimes it's the DJ that really makes the artist. People get attached to like, oh my God, it's the DJ with the artist. So no, that's a huge accomplishment. Here's another question. Like, from the Jersey Shore, DJ Paulie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how would you compare your, like your type of DJ style from a DJ Paulie style?
So you, Paulie D, so you'd be Paulie surprised. So I was there for the most of that TV show series, and like I got to actually see what was he about, and I seen him live. He's actually a pretty good DJ. So I approve of him. I think what he's doing is crazy. He's next level, and he's using his brand to like to catapult his DJ career. And then I salute everything he's done. Like there's certain other people in this industry that I feel like aren't true to the DJ like the culture, but Paulie D, I salute him for sure.
Now I'm just asking questions because I feel like DJ Paulie D is in a specific type of genre, correct? Of DJing.
You would call it, I guess you can call it open format. If that, okay. If you can use that, if you want to use that word, but open format's a word. Mm-hmm.
And so I just say that in comparison to you, like what genre or what style of DJ would you consider yourself?
So I consider, if someone would have called me an open format DJ, I think that's disrespectful. Okay. Because why, open format DJ is one DJ that can play everything. I feel as though I can play not only everything, but I can play everything like I belong there. And I feel like that's really different. Like you would come up to me, like some of our Bryce and Wins events, a couple of people would walk to me like, are you Spanish? Because the way you're putting these Spanish songs together, like you're not Dominican or no, I'm not even the slightest, but, or I'll play some very strong 80s set. They're like, how old are you? I'm 31. I'm not sure. I wasn't born when this was here, but I know for like, I've been doing this for so long. It's beating this in my head. And I practice my career every day. I could give it to you a certain way, but make it seem like I grew up on it all my life.
So it's not just about playing that popular song that is current. Like walk us through that format. What is the format of curating the right type of vibe?
So I love the basic based off of our events. I always start mellow, but then like, you know how you get people is when you play those songs where like in the peak of their like partying era. And then all it takes is one head bob. So it's like science. So I'll play a song, might not get no feedback, but they'll be singing it. It's okay. Cool. If I play another song, I'll see a head bob going like, all right, got you. Okay, cool. So now I'm gonna hit that person in the head 10 times. And they'll be like, they'll start looking up at me. I'm like, got you. Now I move on to the next person. So I really cater to each group personally. Then once I got everybody in the room trusting in me, believing in my skills, then I just play the hits and then everybody go crazy. But
So that's so interesting because I don't think I've ever looked at it from that aspect. It's almost like stand-up comedy a little bit where, you know, comedians always say that they bomb. You have to bomb. You've got to figure out like what your audience is. You might have a set that you are used to. You go out in this audience and they just looking at you like you're crazy and you have to be able to pivot and kind of, you know, you could be talking about, I fell tying my shoe and they're cracking up. And now it's like the more relatable type of jokes that you go with. I never looked at it like that.
That's exactly to what it is. I'm going to try some. If it works, oh yeah, I meant to do that. Yeah, but if it fails, I don't even know why, y'all. I was just playing with y'all. Let me go to this. And I'll say that on the mic and they'll be like, they'll laugh. But mind you, I just tried and I failed. But you wouldn't know that I failed because I was talking, messing to the other song. And I know I'm going to go to another song and try something else. And if that works, I'm going to make fun of the first song. Like, I'll just see if y'all was paying attention. Works every time.
And it's so interesting because I've been to, you know, I'm a world travel person and I've been to a lot of different places. My passport is stamped. You know, I had to get an extension. But there are some DJs, and again, I'm not knocking anybody, but there are some DJs where sometimes you are feeling like you're there and it's like, well, this just must be their own personal playlist because it doesn't seem like they are actually looking to curate a vibe or getting the crowd's attention. They're like, I got higher. This is what I'm known for. This is what I'm going to play. I think it's very admirable of someone like of your stature to be like, let me listen. Let me find out. Let me figure out what they want. Do you feel like that is something that, you know how there are LeBron and LaMelo Ball basketball players, and then there are just, you know, some basketball players that is like, oh, okay. Do you feel like your talent that you have is something that you are just born with, just coming from your dad? Or do you feel like it is something that you have picked up along the way of DJing?
I think it's something you can't be taught for sure. I think it really has to do with like being passionate and just loving it. Like I love my craft so much that like, even if I have a horrible night, the whole drive home, I'm going to just think about like, damn, what could I have done differently to go crazy? Or I'm do some research to like figure it out. Like I'm just so hard on myself. Like there's been times when people come to me like, yo, you just killed that set. You sure? Like, you sure they was feeling me? Because I feel the love of it tonight. And I'm sure they're not going to have me back. But then I'll get an email like, yo, you killed it. So it's all about the love and being passionate about something. Like that's how I take everything in my life. Like I'm passionate about everything. So I'm going to take that couple extra steps to make sure that I'm the best at it. And if I'm not the best, I'm going to learn real quick.
Mm-hmm. Just not for those dummies that are at the bottom of the pool though. That was just, you know, that was just a phase in your life.
Oh no, now I'm different. Don't get me started with that different word. I love
rest
that word.
Rest in peace to the swim dummies that didn't make it, but they drowned so that you could float and prosper to be the DJ that you are today.
Listen, man, it wasn't meant to be, okay? I wasn't saving no lives in that pool.
But you are technically saving lives in a different form because music is therapy. Music is, it's a language that disseminates race, color, creed, sexuality. It's something that brings people together.
Everybody. Right.
Everybody pat their head, bounce their feet, you know, from church to hip hop to country to R&B to secular to everything. So I think that is, you know, you are saving lives, you know, just not actually in the water. I've heard you talk about Jeremiah. I heard you talk about love. I never knew what I was. Keisha Cole. Who are some of the other artists that you have worked with that we would know?
You got like a pen paper? If we gonna do this, because I never talk heavy. It's from anywhere from like, I'm talking about some of the top artists in the game, actors. We're doing Future, Lizzo. I work with SZA, Pop Smoke. And these are all pictures on my Instagram. These are like regular stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like. Wake up, you know.
Okay. Light work.
I've done some crazy stuff with Will Smith, Kevin Hart, Jazzy Jeff. Oh my goodness. Even some people that like I didn't even know were there. Like I did a wedding and George Clooney was there.
Oh wow, like,
crazy. I feel like this career just I never know who's in the room, and it's so crazy. So. Yeah,
it's interesting because Philly is so small. And, you know, I feel like there is, you know, an elite of elite of an elite Philly circle. And so, you know, when QDZ, Quentin Harris, you know, reached out for Wendell and I to come be on, you know, he's shooting a pilot to his show. And so, you know, me and Wendy Z pull up and who do we see that's on the ones and two is DJ Caution. And I love that. And it's so interesting because I even said to you that in that moment, like I could so see you being that DJ that is on television. Mm-hmm. I can think of people that have had DJs like Wendy Williams and how their DJ is a huge part. I could like, I feel like that is what you are meant for with your unique personality. What is... See, I'm trying to give you a compliment. So.
Listen, I'm taking it.
What do you see next? Like, what is... I'm really big on my podcast with manifesting, speaking things into existence, because in order for things to happen, you got to see it, to believe it, and you got to speak it. And so I fall victim a lot of the time where I'm like, I can't do something. And I don't realize that I'm actually like, you know what? You're telling yourself that you can't do it. So you can't do it. And I am I'm on a road to a better Bryce. It is a long road. You know, I've ran out of gas sometimes. I've had to hitchhike to go get gas and walk back, but I am still on this road and this journey. And I am excited for the evolution of myself. But where do you see the evolution of DJ Caution?
Oh man, the evolution of DJ Caution. Definitely some more touring with my guys. Some touring with some more major artists. Definitely some TV shows. Taking on a more important role at the radio station. I feel like I really know what people think when it comes to like things that they like listen to, even by just looking at them. Like just looking at them and having a couple question conversation. I can tell you what music you like. Okay. Like, and I feel like that manifesting that would be crazy. And then, you know, just being the best dad I could be in this world. And that's a learning process every day, but I love it. Learning process every day. But yeah, just manifesting good energy. I feel like good, nothing but good energy. Well, nothing but good things come from good energy. So I feel like I try to always give my best foot forward. Even if it's something that I necessarily don't want to do, I give my best to it and it always spins the block so quick. So I feel like I want to manifest good energy, just good energy.
That is... Let me take that note because I need that. Because even if it's something that you don't want to do, it really is... you're in your best interest to show up with your best intentions and your best foot forward, because again, it's about speaking positivity. I could benefit from that at times, but you know, I'm a very positive person. So now I've got another couple of series of questions. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but so you have, you've completed the tour 44 with Bryce and Wynn. Tell us about that. What, and how would you describe this? I'm sure some people, have asked you like, what are you doing? What is this? Like, how do you describe what you are actually doing to people that ask you?
So it's such a broad question, because I get some of the craziest questions, especially when I'm posting things, and they'd be like, what the hell are y'all watching? Okay, what are we watching? So what are we watching is one. Then it's that crowd looks so diverse. Like, who was putting them people together in the same rooms? How do you even know each other to be in the same rooms? So it's like, so first of all, I want to definitely shout out to you and Wynn for giving me the opportunity to just kind of like be on a tour with you guys and really just be around y'all crowd. Y'all supporters are so of uniqueness. Like I've never met people in my lifetime that like show so much love so random. Hey, this is Caution. Oh, hey, Caution, what are you working on? I wasn't ready for you to ask me or even care about who I was. I'm so used to being introduced by like just my random peers to somebody. I'm like, oh, what's up? Keep it pushing. Like these people are like this community, better word, community are asking me what I'm doing. They're checking on me. If I posted something, like I post something about my daughter. How was your daughter's birthday from someone that I always see on the tour? It's like, care more my family do about what I'm going, what I got going on. I cannot wait to see y'all. So it's like, and then the people that I've met, like we spent a lot more time with, they're checking on me all the time. They're coming out to my personal events. So I know we're out to like make money in life and like become bigger superstars. But the community that's like brought me in and accepted me is worth gold to me. That is, it's, I tell you all the time, y'all be laughing at me, but it's so crazy how like even like someone that's been to two cities or like comes to me, oh, yo, what's up? I'm like, no, I was just in Pittsburgh with y'all. Oh, snap. You remember me that much to come over here and run up on me and give me a hug? Hey, well, hey, my mom won't greet me like this, but it's nice to see y'all too. But it happens literally all the time. And the community supports other things that I'm doing. So it's like, I'm real big on my support system. So it feels really good when someone supports what you're doing because I'm busting my ass out here. Busting my ass.
You really are. And I'm all about giving people their flowers. And during the tour of 44, there was a time where when DZ had to step away as he was, you know, filming a show, but we couldn't necessarily talk about it. And so a lot of the tour fell on me. And it was so comforting to know that I had you on the road with me and that we could, you know, I mean, Bryce and Caution on the tour 45, you know, that we could hold it down. And so, no, I truly appreciate that with you, because I don't know if I've ever said that, but you know, I'm always grateful and I always say thank you. But you know, just in this moment in time, I do want to ask a question because you have worked so closely with Wendell and I. What are some of our differences?
Oh my goodness. I feel like people treat y'all both so differently.
Elaborate.
So differently. So so when they see him, they want to pick his brain. They're excited to meet him. It's really like they're waiting to get to the conversation and like pick his brain for hours and hours and hours. And I'll see him have to push away from someone to go talk to someone else. And I'm like, that's commending, but it's I'm sure that's overwhelming, but it's a great position to be in. But then when it comes with you, it's like they'll be scared to speak to you, or they'll be like it's more like a starstruck thing. And then like me being nosy, I'll go over like, hey, let me get him for you. No, don't say nothing to him. I just want to watch him. Okay. I get it. So it's like I feel as though. I wouldn't say just for Survivor, but what you've done with your brand and making people just being comfortable in their own shoes is kind of like captivating to certain people to the point where they're like, oh my, he actually is a real person. So like, and it's the confidence that you brewed is like, sometimes it's like it takes them back. It takes them back to a certain extent. Cause like, I'll be there setting up the events early and somebody will come up to me like, hey, do you know time, right? Oh, well, I think they're coming down. No. Do you know the exact time? Because I only came here to say hi. I gotta get out of here. Oh, all right. We want me to call him? Yeah, you call him. I'm gonna come back and check on you. All right. You care? Well, okay. I'm not even gonna get the details. But it's just so crazy. See, it's night and day. It's like you both have a very strong control, like a power over. Like just people. I won't even say just y'all community, just people in general. But like yours is just crazy. It's crazy.
Who barks orders more, Wendell or I? Actually, you know what? Okay, that might be a hard question for you because. But no.
You know what? It's not about who barks orders. It's who I think I should do what they ask first.
Okay.
You'll say so. Like Wendell will say in like a he'll say in a very calm tone, like you'd be surprised. Like I see it too, but like he'll just like he'll calmly turn up, he'll say in a calm tone, but you'll come over, it's either you're smiling but or you'll be serious though. Like, yo, didn't I say had the tour 44 intro ready?
Nah.
I walked in here and then you'll walk off. I said, oh, he might have been serious. Let me shape it up a little bit. I got a little too comfortable on tour. Let me shape it up. The next, all the other cities, I had that thing ready, okay, in the preparer crate, so it only take me 4 seconds to drag it up there. Listen, or if I know you about to walk in, I'm check. I got my phone. It's popped up on the laptop. Okay, Bright, text me. All right, swipe it over. He's ready. Okay, like listen. Okay, but that's nothing wrong with that though. It keeps me on my game.
So, okay, you know? We appreciate that. All right, next question is who is the Irish goodbyer out of Wendell or I?
So, are you asking this question to be funny?
I've asked you who is the more This is the third question.
Mm-hmm. So like, I'm sure the people that's going to see this is going to know. They know about you already. So no. We was in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We was in Atlanta, right? And mind you, I was by myself until you and Mr. Hatcher came over. That's my boy. We was doing our little thing, enjoying the night. And then next thing I see is, oh, yo, I'm going to use the bathroom. But you just had came back from the bathroom. So I said, hold on. He got to pee again? let me just check on him, make sure he's all right. Are you good? No, I'm going to go pee. I'll be right back. I look at Hatch. He said, oh, you're not coming back. You're not coming back. I said, yo, where you going? I'll be right back. You know how you get. You know what I'm saying? I know you lying because your voice get a little high. You know what you do. Okay, because I'm going to ask you the same way, but we're not going to get into that. But yeah, that's you. Mr. Isaiah. Yes, that's you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm... Your response is your response, okay? You're entitled to your opinion. Last question for Wendell and I. Who turns up
the most? Oh, you by far. Like, it's like, I used to take a bet with someone in the crowd or like what time you would start standing on things. So at the finale of 43, we was in L.A., right?
Mm-hmm.
And the owner of the building was looking for you. I was like, just look around. Just take a pan in the entire room. I bet you can find him. I was like, it was the middle of a Lil' Kim song. I was like, I was insulted that he couldn't see you. I was like, just take a pan around. He looked over. He was right in the section, standing on something turned up. So, I mean, I would say you turn up more, but don't get me wrong. I'll look at when he get his little hand going.
You play some West Coast stuff and Wendell swear he's from L.A.
It's crazy. Some Nipsey Hussle.
Then all of a sudden Wendell got his little Wendell dance. I'm like, okay. Or he's the leader of the Congo line.
He love a Congo line.
I don't know how this tradition got started, but it is very interesting. Another thing that I love between the relationships that we have built is you and Joey Hatcher.
He's a dangerous man. He's a dangerous man. That's my boy. Nah, I feel like it's like he's also in the music like Rain. Like
yes.
He's an awesome drummer. He does like a lot of similar things I do, just with a different instrument. So like he knows, like he'll like if he sees me mixing, somebody comes over, he's automatically stepping in. Excuse me, how can I help you? I'll be like,
oh.
Mm-hmm. or like he'll be like he'll naturally like just, oh, can we make sure you have we need chairs, waters, caution needs a monitor, make sure his turntables are at a 90 degree angle, uplifted off the air. Oh, we need moist towelettes with some towels.
Wings.
We need flats only, please, because caution doesn't like the other ones. It's like the things that like we he just knows everything built into his head because he's in the same field as us. So like he just holds me down every single time. It's like I need anything. And that's not even his role. Don't get me wrong. That's not his role at all. But he just, like, if something needs to be done, he just handles it. Like, you don't ask no questions. And he was on crutches in New York still handling things. I'm like, yo, do you want me to go do this for you? No, I'll do it myself.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But see, mm-hmm. With Joey hanging out with you, we be in the car with Joey, a song come on. He's like, oh, I know what song to play next. We be like, okay, like Joey the official DJ now. So
listen, he don't play games. Mm-hmm. That's my boy. He did not play games.
So that is we love the Joseph Hatcher. You know, he tore his VCR and MRI.
Mm. Listen, I don't know exactly what happened. I just know it hurt.
Because a VCR is what you play tapes in. No, so he tore his, what's it in your knee?
ACL.
But of course, when he called to tell me, he had a number of things that he was telling me. So I just be saying, okay, you tore your MRI, you tore your HDTMLP.
Oh my goodness.
We are sending love to our good friend Joey. He's going to have surgery soon. So
yes. Oh, yeah, he'd be, that's my boy.
So, you know, we haven't talked much yet, Wendell and I, but we can imagine that Tour 45 will probably be here sooner than later. Is it safe to say, you know, you are Jeremiah's new DJ. Like, what does the future hold? Will we see DJ Caution on some spot dates next season?
Like contract biting, I can't even tell you. like what's about to happen, just know it's giving like world tour energy. World tour energy. And the same thing I said to y'all before. Hold on, let me finish this part though. I'm going to make it work. And if I can be there for my guys, I will be there for my guys as well, because I feel as though what we provide to a crowd of people that come out to experience something is unlike any other. So I want to definitely commend myself for like doing crazy bigger things and huge things. But what we were doing with y'all is like my DMs, I always gauge based off like my DMs, and like the questions were like just so welcoming. Like, you're doing something different, and what y'all have is so unique. And like my biggest thing, my whole brand is unique. So like I was so hyped to partner with y'all, and I respect y'all. And y'all like to turn up, so I'm here for it.
We appreciate it. Before we go, where can people follow you at? What are your social medias? You need to be more active on Twitter, but give us the Instagram, the Twitter. And if somebody is interested in a wedding or something that they are, you know, giving your schedule is available, how can they look to book DJ Caution?
Yes, all my socials are at DJ Caution 856. It is so hard maintaining Instagram and Twitter at the same time. Like, I don't know how y'all do it. But I'm going to work on it, because I do have a Twitter.
And you need to get on TikTok. You need to, honestly, you are made for like 30 seconds of you just like it. You need to get on. You know what? Never. I know who I need to text about that. I got it.
I just need some help. I got all the ideas, but it's like I recently just got a manager, because like I need help. Like, I just can't do everything myself, but I got a million things that I'd be working on. And it's like, I got to prioritize sleeping, eating, or working. And it's like them three always be coming in the way of each other. So it's like, it's just not enough time in the day. But I got some crazy stuff on the way. It's just, I got to get time to make it happen.
Okay. Well, listen, at the top of your list, you need to stay with the times. You need to get a TikTok, and we need to make that happen. But make sure you guys follow DJ Caution. Where can they, if they are looking to book you or inquire about prices for an event or anything, how can they go about getting in contact with you?
Yes, only Instagram right now. It's in my bio. I shut down my website. I cannot keep up with the work. So I am doing strictly like boutique style stuff. So if I could get to you, I'll get to you. But I want to respect you enough to know that if I get to you, I'm going to give you such a crazy product of quality, product.
That's different.
That like, it's like unlike any other. If you're looking for just a DJ, I'm not the person to call. But if you're looking for an experience.
Okay, you know? That, first of all, that need to be your tagline. If you looking for a DJ, I am not the one you need to call. Oh,
that's a fact, though. That's I'm really moving forward on, like the rest of this year, and then moving on to like 2024. That's my it's gonna be the slogan. Because okay. what I'm offering, you can't pay for. But I mean, you're gonna pay for this, but.
Well, hopefully in the future a new laptop is on the horizon. But DJ Caution, we appreciate your time so much. We look forward to, you know, whatever time we can get you next season. But thank you so much, truly appreciate, and I'm sure I will see you sometime
very soon
in the near future. This has been your Purple Pants Podcast with DJ Caution.
Who's the freak of the week? Who's that? Who's that freaky freak? Who's the freak of the week? Might be me, might be you, might be.
And we are on to this week's Freak of the Week. After, you know, spending some time in Chicago and really getting to spend some time with my sister, my Kagiyan sister, my sister for life, Jatia, and just seeing all in which that she is going through. You know, we played the game Survivor, but Jatia, in my opinion, is the true definition of Survivor, which is no surprise as to why she is the Freak of the Week. Okay. My sister Jatia is truly one of the strongest people that I know. Just this past week with her, going with her along during chemotherapy, seeing the after effects of it, and just seeing how she perseveres, continues to be strong, continues to go to work, continues to support her children, her husband, you know, even trying to entertain me while I'm in Chicago here, supporting her, just really just goes to show me like how much of a survivor she truly is. And it's truly inspiring. And, you know, I just love my sister Jatia so much. And so it's just truly an honor just to make her Freak of the Week, sending her some love, some healing energy, and just letting her know that we here at the Purple Pants Podcast support you on your journey. We're beating this. Okay, Cancer, they didn't know what happened when they came against Jatia, because guess what? This is a battle that we are going to win. So love you, Jatia. And Jatia is our Freak of the Week this week. If you have some time, go over to her page, send her some love, watch the content that she is putting out. She's taking us on the journey of her and the battle of breast cancer. So go over there, go over to her page, Jatia PhD, and send her some love. If Jatia is our Freak of the Week, that means we are coming to a close of another podcast. Thank you so much for always listening, supporting, giving your feedback. Does not go unnoticed. I truly appreciate it. If you could be so kind to ensure that you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast, we are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find podcasts. The Purple Pants Podcast awaits for you to subscribe. Give your baby boy some 5 stars. And don't forget to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend that it's DJ Caution. Because it's a.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.